I'm Ryan Yamamoto.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Antioch neighbors tell KPIX5 Sean Chitness the sideshows are making it dangerous to just step outside their homes.
These people have no regard for safety. They don't have no self-respect at that.
Tony Hegler says he saw people spinning donuts Saturday night and attacking a police vehicle.
That could have been my kid out there that got ran over. That could have been one of the neighborhood kids I heard that got ran over.
He moved to Antioch about a year ago. He can't believe how reckless drivers are while passing his home.
What's the speed you've seen even on this street right here?
Oh man, about 90 miles an hour.
He wants to see more police patrolling the neighborhood, especially because they're right next to a school.
And it happens often.
Every day.
It's sad though that you can't really enjoy your house no more because you can't hardly go outside.
Winfred Ruggs shares that frustration. He's lived here for more than 20 years.
There's nowhere else to go.
No, I don't think so.
Don't come to Antioch because we'll be waiting for you with the full force of the Antioch Police Department.
The mayor says vehicles involved in sideshows will get towed for 30 days. The owner will pay $3,000. We caught up with him again later in the day. He was angry to see drivers show no respect for others while on the street.
They get these kids these cars, irresponsible and reckless.
He wants the city council to let police arrest spectators so they face 6 months of jail and a $1,000 fine.
And so at some point, people have to be responsible for their own children. I can't go around babysitting everybody.
Reporting in Antioch, Sean Chitness, KPIX 5.
Now, police did make two arrests over the weekend in a pair of sideshows that left multiple patrol cars damaged.
Meanwhile, cruising could soon be making a comeback in San Jose, the city now considering repealing a decades-old ban some call discriminatory, given low riding's deep history with the civil rights movement and the Mexican-American culture.
This broad-stroke policy made it easier to profile and discriminate against those driving a vehicle deemed as a lowrider, particularly young brown people.
We're asking that the council do not take away this tool. This is a tool that we use to ensure the safety of the public.
The repeal will be going before the full city council in June. It needs 6 votes to pass. A late update to a story we've been following this evening. A pedestrian has died of his injuries after a traffic collision in East San Jose. It all happened in the parking lot of Sun King Plaza on South King Road. Earlier today, police say the driver stayed at the scene and is cooperating. The victim later died at the hospital. It is the city's 33rd traffic death of the year.
San Jose police are also investigating a pair of homicides less than 24 hours apart. On Sunday morning, a woman was fatally stabbed along Vera Lane near Monterey Road. Then early this morning, gunfire erupted along South 10th Street near San Jose State. A man and a woman were shot. The man did not survive. The city has seen 10 homicides this year alone. So far, no word yet on a motive or any arrests.
Live look at San Francisco, where the latest Bay Area homeless census found its population of more than 7,500 unhoused people is actually down slightly from the last survey.
I think it has a lot to do with the resources, the public-private partnership, all the various things that we're doing in San Francisco. But it's not easy. It's still a lot of work, and we're going to keep working at it.
Across the Bay in Oakland, a number of unhoused residents rose by 24%. The city accounts for nearly half of Alameda County's total. The county also reported a 39% increase in people living in their cars or RVs. Contra Costa County saw the biggest spike of 35%. San Francisco was the only county to report a decrease. Sarah Donchi will take a closer look at why. That's tonight at 11.
Tonight, San Francisco public schools are reporting the highest number of COVID cases since the winter Omicron surge. There were 320 last week, a 15% jump from the previous week. The city now has one of the highest overall case rates in the country. And San Francisco's Laguna Honda Hospital has a new timeline to transfer all patients by September 13th. The hospital lost Medicare and Medicaid funding after inspectors raised concerns about hygiene and infection prevention. According to the hospital's timeline, patients could be transferred to another facility starting in August. The mayor says she and public health leaders are committed to fixing the issues at the skilled nursing facility that serves more than 700 patients. The hospital released a statement saying, quote, it is focused on patient health and safety and recertifying the facility.
The commute through Solano County is about to get a lot quicker. Caltrans just broke ground on a $243 million project to add express lanes between Fairfield and Vacaville. They'll be open to carpools of three or more drivers who pay a toll. The project is expected to take 3 years to complete.
A judge has struck down California's landmark 2018 law requiring publicly traded companies to put a certain number of women on their corporate boards. It mandated a gradual increase in the number of female members depending on the overall size of the board. A conservative legal group sued, arguing that amounts to a quota. The state attorney general's office countered by saying companies could simply add seats.
If you expand the seats and you're filling those with men, or you're expanding so you can put one more women, you're still not increasing that percentage. That voice, that viewpoint, that perspective, and that expertise is still not being represented and heard in the same way that if it was 20%, 30%, or 50% of the board.
Last year, fewer than half of qualifying companies reported that they'd complied with that law.
Starbucks announced it will start covering travel expenses for employees seeking abortions or gender-affirming surgery. The chain joins a wave of companies offering similar reimbursements. It applies to employees enrolled in the company's insurance plan if those services aren't available within 100 miles of their home. Taking a live look at SFO tonight, the CDC is urging all domestic travelers to take a COVID test before a trip and another no more than 3 days before you return. Meanwhile, BART ridership is booming. The agency recorded nearly 91,000 riders on Saturday and more than 64,000 on Sunday. That amounts to just over 60% of pre-pandemic numbers for each day.
Taking a look at your top headlines, we're hearing stories of heroism this evening in the wake of two hate-motivated mass shootings this weekend. Authorities say the man who opened fire at an Orange County church on Sunday was targeting Taiwanese people. 52-year-old Dr. John Chang was killed after he charged and tackled the gunman. The pastor then hit the suspect with a chair, and worshipers hogtied his legs with electrical cords until deputies arrived.
The heroic actions of Dr. Chang are literally the meeting of good versus evil.
And in New York, investigators say an 18-year-old gunman targeted black people at a Buffalo supermarket, leaving 10 dead. Security guard and former police officer Aaron Salter Jr. is being hailed for his bravery. Police say he saved lives by confronting the gunman.
He actually was able to shoot the assailant twice, but he had on a bulletproof vest. He lost his life in the process.
Taking a live look out of the White House, President Biden is set to visit Buffalo tomorrow to meet with the families of the victims. And it could be a big boost to the nation's baby formula supply. The FDA has reached a deal with Abbott to reopen its plant in Michigan, which shut down in February over safety concerns. Under the deal, the company must hire an expert to oversee improvements. And Ryan, Abbott makes approximately 40% of all baby formula sold here in the U.S. The FDA says production could resume in 2 weeks.
All right. Thanks, Liz. Well, tonight, Cal Fire facing a major shortage of its own heading into fire season. State lawmakers have proposed a $220 million bill to beef up staffing and reduce extended overtime.
The women and men of Cal Fire, they're tired, they're stressed, they're anxious. We have to fix this shortage, and shame on us if we ignore it for yet another year.
A new website is offering people the chance to view the fire danger in their neighborhood right down to the individual homes. It's called Fire Factor. It pulls together data from multiple sources to help property owners assess their own risk.
What we're able to do is actually tell you, here is your risk today in a similar fashion. But here's how it'll change over time, because you, the homeowner, are the only one who cares about this structure for a long period of time.
But some would rather not know. That's because a severe risk designation could impact insurance rates and property values. Well, residents in the Fairfield neighborhood were caught by surprise when they saw a bear roaming around the streets in a Ring camera. There it is. That's not Amazon. Capture the bear on the move.
Yeah, not what you think you're going to see in your neighborhood. Some neighbors say the bear left scratches on their fence. The sightings have residents buzzing, as you can imagine. Police are warning people to keep pet food, trash cans, and, of course, their pets inside.
I'm really amazed that bears would come down this far.
I believe that it's going to happen more and more.
The Bear League says wildfires are partly to blame as they force the animals to search for new homes and food. This is not the first bear appearance in Solano County. A bear was seen roaming around Vacaville earlier this month.
Well, new at 7, researchers at Stanford have made a breakthrough in memory loss.
They infused spinal fluid from younger mice into older ones and found their memories actually improved a bit. The team published its findings in the journal Nature.
Yeah, the hope is that this could usher in a whole new era in research and treatments for Alzheimer's disease and other age-related conditions that impact memory.
You did it. Thanks for watching. The news continues streaming on CBS News Bay Area.
See you tonight.